Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. My mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again. Been a while since we've been back, but we're just thanking God that we're able to come back into your home. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and Betty Yearwood. We're reaching the world for Christ. We're coming in to your place where that you might be, just to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to be speaking tonight on healing, and we're going to be taking our text from James 5. So if you'd like to be a part of this service tonight, we'd like for you to call in. It's 347-308-8524. Call in on that number and we'll put you right in here with us, and we'll just worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. And the number is 347-308-8524 that you can call in on and join us live right here on the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast tonight. So we're going to be speaking on healing. Believe in God for miracles and signs and wonders to follow them that believe. That's what the Word teaches, and that's what we're teaching, is just the Word of God. And so come on and join us tonight, and being here with us, it's 347-308-8524. So we're looking for some call-ins, and looking for a brother from New York to call in, be with us, and brothers from all around the country just to call in just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. So call in, and we'll take them before the Lord and just believe God for the miracles. So let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, Father, just to come back one more time this side of heaven, Lord, just to lift up the name of Jesus, just to touch somebody out there, God, that may be lost and on their way to a devil's hell. Father, that will cause them to turn their life, God, and turn it to you, Father. Lord, we're just asking you, God, that you will save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for everything that's done. And we worship you, Lord, in spirit and truth. Man, praise God. 607, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Reverend Andrew Baker from East Branch, New York, up here in the beautiful Catskill Mountains.
Praise the Lord, Brother Baker. We're glad to have you in here with us. We're just going to worship the Lord tonight in spirit and truth. We're speaking about healing, and so we know that you've got a great testimony, because we've done been reading on it there and seeing what God has done for you. So we're looking forward for hearing about it.
Amen. I'm
praise
honored to be a part of your show tonight.
We're glad to have you on here with us. I'm going to let my wife come and read the prayer requests and everything over, and we're going to take them before the Lord and just believe God with them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. We have several prayer requests that we'd like everybody to help us pray about. We got Brother and Sister Harder in Miracle Valley. The Millers need prayer. Sister Weaver lost her husband and sons. Remember that family. My nephew's in Iraq. He needs prayer. Tammy White and Her family needs salvation. Robert North needs salvation. Lizzie needs deliverance. And let's pray for all the people that are listening out there that may not be saved. And let's remember Lois and Lloyd for salvation and healing. And let's remember a guy by the name of Pete. He committed suicide this week. Let's remember his family. And remember me. I had surgery about 4 months ago, and my shoulder's just not doing too good, but we know that God's the healer. And let's remember our church, the Word of Faith, New Harvest Church, and the Cowboy Church.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard them prayer requests, and people around that's listening to us around the world. So we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. And Brother Baker, if you will, just lead us in prayer, brother.
Well, God, you see these prayer requests that need to be lifted up, and you know the answers, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you will bring forth the miracles of healing, the miracle of salvation. And we pray, Lord God, that all these things will come to fruition, Lord God, that the young man that's out in Iraq, Lord God, that you will just protect them. The young man that committed suicide, we pray, Lord God, that you will be with his family. And all the other prayer requests that are being lifted up today, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that everybody in the sound of our voice, Lord God, will be touched and anointed by this broadcast. And we thank you for Brother and Sister Yearwood, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will heal her shoulder, Lord God, from this pain that she's feeling and the immobility of it. And we ask all these things in your holy and precious name. And we bow before you as humble servants. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're out there listening tonight and want to be a part of this, well, call in, be with us. Call in on 347-308-8524. So we'd just love to have you to join us here and worship the Lord with us. And Brother Baker's got a great testimony here that I'm sure that's going to bless your heart just to hear it. So we've took our text tonight from the James, the 5th chapter. And we're going to start in verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man develop much. Now, that's what the Word says. So we've got a brother that's in New York there. You've done heard where he said he was at, Brother Baker. So we're going to just ask him just to go ahead. We may have to holler at him and stop him in the middle of it or part of it there and let somebody else on the line. But anyway, whatever, we're going to just turn him loose and just let him obey the Lord and give his testimony how that God has touched him and brought him through the stuff that he's gone through. Brother Baker?
Amen. You know, like I said, I was honored to be on the show with you. Back in 2002, my life got turned upside down. I was working at a local McDonald's up here, and my legs started getting so swollen that I couldn't even stand or walk anymore. So in February of 2002, I was diagnosed with severe, irreversible stage 3 lymphedema in my legs. And what that is where the veins are too small in your legs to carry the fluid back up to the rest of your body. So it all sits there and gets turns hard to fibrotic tissue. And I had to go for 3 or 4 months of daily treatments on my legs for massage therapy, and I had to have each one of my legs wrapped with 75 compression wrappings on each leg. And I had to go through that for about 4 months. And then on top of that, I was diagnosed with severe sleep apnea and upper respiratory breathing problems. And I would basically sleep 18 hours a day. And every time I took a breath, I would stop breathing for 40 seconds at a time. And all that oxygen that you lose, you know, you can imagine what it does to you and what it does to your body. So after a while, I started gaining massive amounts of weight. My legs, because of the lymphedema, each one of my legs weighed in about 100 to 125 pounds a leg. And they were like 76 centimeters in diameter. And then I was diagnosed, like I said, with the sleep apnea on top of that. So my life basically got turned upside down. I couldn't walk. I could barely talk. I could barely breathe. I could walk like 10 feet down the road before I would collapse of exhaustion. And then I, you know, because of the lymphedema, if anybody knows what lymphedema is, you can very easily get cellulitis. And cellulitis is poison into the blood cells. So I got to be very careful with my legs not to get any bruising or mosquito bites, cat scratches, or anything like that that will set off the cellulitis. So I went through about 10 and a half weeks of trying to lose weight, basically crying out to God for, you know, whatever miracle he could do for me at the time. And I just kept praying and praying, and I did attempt suicide several times, and apparently the devil didn't win on that, praise God, because I'm still here, and I'm still breathing, and I'm still talking, and God just worked on me over the next couple of years, and I began songwriting. One of my first songs was Victory in Jesus after I started recovering. The lymphedema, the therapist got it under control. God basically said, you know what? The man might tell you that something's irreversible, but with God, nothing's irreversible. And
Amen.
So the lymphedema got under control. My legs went back to a normal size, and they were able to just, instead of wrapping my legs with compression wraps all the time, I was able to go just do a compression stocking. And then I was put on a sleep apnea machine, a CPAP machine, and my sleep apnea is now under control. And at my heaviest weight, I weighed 602 pounds. And over 10 and a half weeks, I lost 149 pounds on my own without surgery. So it can be done without, you know, the weight loss surgery.
Amen.
And then back in 2004, 2005, things started getting a lot better. You know, I was able to walk more than 2 miles and feel really good about myself. And I wrote like 5 or 6 gospel songs during that whole time. And then in 2005, I was struck again with another trial and tribulation in my life. I ended up starting to lose my eyesight, and I started going blind. And my friend said, well, you better get that checked out. So I went to an eye doctor, and he went out to talk to another associate. So right there, you know, you know something's wrong.
Amen.
And he came back
well,
in.
Can
and said,
I,
huh?
Can I let this brother come in or whoever it is here on this other end, and we'll get right back with you because I know
oh,
that 228, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother Robert Bobby Bryant from South Mississippi. Praise God. Brothers, grab onto your seat. I'm fixing to tell you about a miracle. There was a woman down here died 45 minutes. God brought her back. She's got no brain damage. She is doing fine. She's in the hospital. They're going to put a defibrillator in her heart. But she was dead 45 minutes, and God brought her back.
Amen.
Brothers, let me tell you something. We serve a God that his power is unlimited. Our God can seal up Muhammad's tomb, bust Buddha in a billion pieces, and turn Mr. Moon light off. He is a great God of glory. There is nothing impossible. He is the great physician. When he lays that nail-scarred hand, he's healed. when he speaks a word, it's healed. He is the great God of glory, the incomparable God. He brought that woman back. The devil tried to take her life, but God brought her back.
Amen.
Praise his holy name.
Amen. Brother Bobby, we got a brother in there that's from New York there, speaking right at the present time there about how God has brought him just about from the death there. So we're going to let him go a little bit more there.
Okay, go ahead. I've been listening to him. Go ahead. Great testimony.
Amen. And then, like I was saying, in 2005, I started losing my eyesight, and when the doctor came back in, he said, you know, Andrew, we think you might have a brain tumor. And I was like, you know, I held my composure together, but then when I went outside to get in the van, I just totally lost it. I was like, Lord, how can this be, you know, I've gone through so much already, why do I got to go through more? So I went to a neurologist up in Syracuse, New York, and he basically said that, you know, we have to get you into an emergency MRI. And they took me into the emergency MRI, and while I was waiting for the results, 2 days later, they called back and said, you know, well, while I was in the MRI, I asked God for a sign to say, you know, to let me know that I was going to be okay. So, well, when I was in the MRI machine, they usually have a radio station playing, and they put on one of my favorite radio stations up here, and the lady came on the radio station and said, God is with you, and no matter what you're going through, he's going to get you through it. You got family waiting for you. They love you, and they're going to support you. And I took that from, you know, as a sign from God that I was going to be okay.
Amen.
2 days later, I got the results back that there was no brain tumor, no lesions, no cuts in my brain. So then they went and did a spinal tap and found out that I had too much spinal fluid going to my brain, which was causing the swelling in my optic nerves, which caused the blindness. And they got it under control with medication, praise God, and God healed me from that. I'm off the medication from that now. And, you know, just one touch from the Master's hand, that's all it takes. You know, that's all it takes.
Amen.
All you have to do is pray for your healing. God's still in the miracle business. And
yes,
my recent belt for my life was back here in June. I went and I got really sick. And basically just got cold chills, and I knew I had gotten the cellulitis in my legs because I had hurt my leg that day. So I went down to the emergency room at our local hospital, and they said, well, yeah, you got cellulitis, but you also have an infection in your toe from an ingrown toenail. So they gave me antibiotics, and I came home, and I got worse. And so I ended up sitting out here on my couch, and I had a friend here, and I said, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble breathing. And I started getting chest pains and just couldn't breathe. The ambulance got here and took me up to a hospital in Binghamton, New York, and they found out that the infection had gotten so bad in the ingrown toenail that it actually got down into the bone and was poisoning my whole blood system. And they said that if I wouldn't have gotten there 2 days, I would have been dead. So they had to do a surgery to take out the two infected bones in my toe. And they tested it, and it was positive that the bone in my toe was infected. And I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I'm praying for my healing again, and I'm praying that there will be no infection in these bones in my toe, because then if there was, they would have to amputate my toe. So they let me go out of the hospital after I had the surgery. They got the results back on the culture of the bone, and there was no infection where they had already said there was.
Praise God.
And there was no infection in the bone. So all it takes is one touch from the Master's hand. Everybody that's out there listening to the brother down in Mississippi that had the testimony about the lady that was dead for 45 minutes, I'm telling you, I've been there. I've been through hellfire and brimstone, and I've been through the rough waters, and I'll tell you that God is still in control. God is a miracle healing God. He's still in the miracle business, and he's healed me, and he can heal you today.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
you know,
God.
I see, Brother God.
So was you a Christian going through all that?
Thank you, Jesus.
What?
Was you a Christian when you were going through all that? I mean, your mind was anchored and set on God for your healing, right?
Yes, it was. Amen.
All right, let me tell you something. The devil can't kill what the Holy Ghost is filled.
Amen.
He might break you through the cold, but let me tell you something. The devil cannot, he cannot kill what God has anointed.
Amen.
You are God's property, that God will let you go through so much like he did Job. But God will not let the devil kill you. Your faith will be tested, but let me tell you something. You smile and go right on through it, because God is with you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God never comes up short on nothing. That's like last night. We got a call about 1:30 there this morning. The lady was telling us that said God had told her that he had lost a battle, and she couldn't be saved. He couldn't save her no more. And I told her, I said, look, I said, that's a lie of the devil. I said, God has never lost a battle. What a battle he started. He always finished it, and he always wins. And I said, there's no way. And we prayed with her for I don't know how long. Then we give her the scripture, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We give her the scripture of Isaiah 54:17 and told her, said, you read that. So she read that, and on that verse right there, I got her to be at peace and be at comfort, I reckon. And I told her, I said, just go to sleep now and get a good night's rest and just believe that. So I've not heard from her no more since then. She got off the phone with us. But, you know, the devil is out there trying his best to tell everybody a lie, and he can't tell the truth because the truth is not in him. He's the liar and the father of all lies. And whenever you hear something that's not agreeing with the word of God, then you know beyond ever a shadow of a doubt that that ain't nothing but a lie right straight out of the bottom pits of hell. And I'm glad to know that, praise God, that we can go to God and ask him, just like Brother Andrews did there. He went to God and asked him the questions about healing, and God gave him a miracle. And, you know, that stirs my heart, stirs my soul, stirs my spirit to know that there is somebody that God has done something for. He ain't never changed. And he said, is any sick among you? Call for the elders of the earth, and anoint them with oil, and prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Oh, the devil is nothing but a squabble with a loudspeaker. That's all he is. I mean, he'll get out there and he'll shout, and he'll try to condemn, and he'll try to make you believe this, that, and other. But, brother, let me tell you, there's no stopping to a child of God that's got the full armor on. The devil looks at him and said, my God, I got the gold that could be Jesus. He done defeated me one time. My God, it could be him again. That's the way a Christian ought to be. Every morning they wake up, the devil said, my God, I got to go again. They out of the bed. I mean, that's the way a Christian ought to be, with a full armor of God on. The devil is no match for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got anything to say there, Brother Andrew? Obey the Lord.
Well, I was just thinking that there's one of my favorite songs that the Greens sing. It's called Farther Closer to Where I'm Going Than Where I've Been. I'm going to read a little bit of the lyrics from the song. It says, far down the road from where it all began, I'm closer to where I'm going than where I've been. And you know, I hear people say, you know, Brother Baker, why isn't God using me to my full potential? And it's really simple. It's because you're still holding on to some of the negativity from your past, and you're still participating in some of the sin that you were supposed to leave at the foot of the cross and when you first asked God into your life. And because when you truly repent, you're supposed to lay your sins and burdens at the foot of the cross and not pick them back up. And then it goes on, and the words of the song goes, you know, back at the beginning when this road was new, how could I have known everything he'd bring me through? And God's brought me through a lot in my life, and I'm telling you, and I'm thankful for going through it because, it's, you know, Jesus Bring the Rain, you know? And that's going to be the title of the book I'm writing about my testimony called Jesus Bring the Rain.
Amen. Brother, do you have a song that you could sing there for us?
Right now, all my soundtracks are packed in my, and, well, not my, my vehicle ain't running right now, but they're packed up in my vehicle because I got to go sing tomorrow at a church.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any soundtracks or anything with me, but I could play one over the phone for you. I do have one that's recorded.
Okay. Do that, Dennis. We've not heard you sing. We've read your testimony and everything and heard it there tonight, so...
Let me see if I can bring this up here. Let me see here. Gospel. Hang on.
It's about station break time there anyway, so you go ahead and sing one, then we'll let Tim sing one, then we'll get right back into it.
Okay, I got, let me do, I Will Praise Him. It goes and talks about how I'll praise him through the storm and all, and I'll just get it on here.
Okay.
All right, hang on, I might have to, I got two things or three things going on at the same time here, so I'll have to. How do I turn down the volume on this radio station? I'll just push pause and that'll work. All right, I'm going to get this up and running for you here.
I will praise him in the middle of
Amen. Did you hear that okay? Or?
Yeah, that sounds good there, brother.
That was a song that I wrote when I was going through all the storms in my life, and that guy brought me through, and I wrote that song called I Will Praise Him in the Midst of a Storm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to let Tim sing one right now, and then we'll be right back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It was told that the Holy Healer was passing by one day. There was a man who was afflicted, but he had the faith to say, if I could just get to Jesus, my healing will be the proof. If I can get to the door, I'll tear off the roof, cause there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If the healer wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If the healer wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. Now if you're sick or feeling lonely, I have good news to bring. Cross healer, his name is Jesus, and he's still the King of all kings. He rides on winds of mercy, all the healing in his wings. So take the roof off the doubt, let your faith come out, cause there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. And the healer wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith. There's a healer in the house today. If the healer wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house. Healer in the house. Healer in the house. Healer in the house. There's a healer. Healer. To make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. And for you who wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. And for you who wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith. There's a healer in the house today. If the healer wants to make a way, just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful singing there. You know that there's a healer in the house today. And I just looked over here into Mark, 16th chapter, and or 6th chapter, I'm sorry, Mark 6, and verse 13, it said, and they cast out many diseases, devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick were and healed them. Praise the Lord. You know, thank God that there's a healer in the house today, and I believe he's still the same. I believe, just like he said right there in the 13th verse in the 6th chapter, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. You know, praise God, Jesus is still about his business, still going about healing people. You know, we wonder a lot of times, you see like some don't, but you know, God is working in his own time. We just need to have patience and wait up on him, and he'll take care of us, because he said, by these stripes, you are healed. And you know, I thank God, right now it says in Isaiah 53 in verse 5, it said, But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Praise God. I tell you what, I thank God for them words. You know, we can stand on them words and know beyond every shadow of a doubt that if we just stand on them and believe, and God's going to answer, and he's going to do what he said. No, there's not going to be one jot, one tittle going to fall until it's all fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Brother Bobby, you still in there?
Yeah, I just listened to you. You know, Isaiah looked ahead to Calvary. He said, by his stripes you are healed. Peter looked back to Calvary. He said, by his stripes you were healed. You know, I like this right here where it says over here in Matthew, let me find it again, Matthew, all right, they said, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick with fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. My God, let me tell you something. I was in Mobile, Alabama. There was a woman, her lungs, she had lungs of a 90-year-old woman, and she was in her 30s. After a man told me, I said, well, come on, let's go pray. Laid hands on her, I prayed for her. I said, yeah, I told her, I said, God is going to heal you. You just start praising God. You know, she went to the doctor the next week and had x-rays done, and she had perfectly clear lungs. There is no secret what our God can do.
Amen.
I mean, he is on the throne. He's still working miracles. He's a mighty God of glory. He's the incomparable God. He's a God that'll bring you through the fire and you won't get burnt. He'll bring you through the water and you won't get wet. He'll pull you up and set you in high places. If you saw me, said he'll bring us out in a wealthy place. Praise God. Wealth, that don't mean all the time is money. Wealth, what can buy your health? Money can't.
Amen.
He'll bring you out in a wealthy place. I mean, God loves you. He loves you. He'll roll you over the tide, as the old song goes. You know, in another place over here, I love to read about the miracles of my God. It said, then Jesus went into the port in the coast of Tyre and Sodom, and behold, a woman of Canaan come out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciple came and besought him, saying, send her away to cry that God. But he answered and said, I am not come but to the lost house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take bread and cast it to the dog. And she said, Lord, but the dog used to crumb that fall from the master's table. He said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as thou wilt. She could ask him for anything. Through her faith that Jesus thought, she could ask him for anything. He said, not my will, but thy will.
Amen.
Anything, sir. That is us. If we can have faith in God,
amen.
If we can muster up that faith, God will answer. Without faith, it's impossible, please God.
Amen.
I've seen him move so many times through the act of faith. I have seen brothers, holding my revivals all the way to Arizona and around. I have seen God move so many ways. You'd almost have to be there to see it. I tell you, God, I've seen God heal. I mean, things that it will just blow your mind. God has done it. He is the uncomparable God and can be touched with our feelings.
Yes, amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that God can be touched by our infirmities. That's the main thing. What concerns us concerns Him. And right here, Matthew 10 and verse 1, it said, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits and cast them out, and he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases." You know, that's what the Lord is doing today if we're just only trust Him and only believe Him. I praise God because I know, a lot of times we wonder about things and we don't understand everything, but God knows all and He's got it all under control. Right here in Luke 9 and verse 1, it says, "Then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases." That's what He's done for us. He gives us that power and that authority if we just walk in it by faith and accept it. You know, a lot of times the devil will rise up and say, "Well, you can't do this because you're who you are." But thank God we're not. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory. We shouldn't be afraid about going to Him in our own power. But we go to Him in the power and a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord, and the devil has to move because he ain't got no power and he ain't got no authority. Only what we let him have, and we don't need to let him have nothing. The Word said not even give him a place. You know, and I tell you what, we don't need to give the devil any room at all to do anything to us. We've got all power in heaven and earth, praise God, just to worship the Lord and do the things He told us to do. He said, "These works that I do, and you shall even do greater than these, because I've gone unto the Father." And I thank God tonight that we can know and be on every shadow of a doubt that we can go to Him and He'll do something for us. Brother Baker,
Robin, he said, "Ask anything in my name and I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ask anything in my name and I will do it." He said, "You have not because you ask not." Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You still there, Brother Baker? Obey the Lord.
I'm certainly still here, and I believe God heals in response to faith, and we must place our trust in God and seek after Him with all our mind, body, and soul, and wholeheartedly follow after Jesus. And all through Ephesians 1, God says, "I'm blessed, and I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm favored, and redeemed, and forgiven." And it goes on to say that, I know who I am, and God said it, and it's already done. And when the devil comes in, you got to remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1. Praise God. And, God has just done so much in my life. And, and now that if I look back to where I've been and where I'm at now, I know why God brought me through some of those things that I went through. And it's just so amazing to see how God worked through each and every one of those situations that I went through to make me a better Christian. And I believe that God allows us to go through things to test our faith and to see where we stand and make us better Christians and stronger Christians through the things that we go through. And like I always say, you don't have a testimony unless you have a test.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you what, God is good, brother.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. He wants to take care of us, and that's His desire, is to take care of us. We just got to let Him do it and just trust Him, and He'll do it. Praise the Lord.
And I'm forgiven in Christ, and I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. And then in Christ, I'm also free from guilt and condemnation. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, In Christ I am the recipient of his grace given to me before the beginning of time, and in Christ I have been reconciled to God by the blood of Christ, and I have received the righteousness of God in Christ, and I'm holy in Christ, and I'm free in Christ, and I'm joyful, prayerful, and thankful according to his will of God, and I forget about, you know, what is behind me, and I continually press toward the high calling, and that's what we have to do. And, you know, I was created to live and walk in victory in Jesus, and I'm always led to triumph. And in Christ, I am in two places at the same time. I'm in the physical body, and I'm in God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do works which God has prepared in advance for me to do. And in my spirit, God has raised me up with Christ, and I am seated with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus. You know, see when I chose to give my life to Christ and chose to follow him, he changed every aspect of my life, brothers, for the better, praise God. Now I'm not saying it's been an easy road, and there has been many road bumps along the way, some trials and tribulations, and it was all a test of my faith, and because I passed those tests, I have a testimony. And I'm just thankful that I've got a new walk and a new talk, praise God,
Amen.
Because of what God's done.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, you know, that's what God wants us to do. If we turn our life over to him and walk after him, then he'll take care of us and he'll watch over us. And I praise God that he is a God that is able to do all things. And if we put our faith and our trust in him, whatsoever we ask. You know, he said whatsoever we ask when we go and pray. And we doubt not, we can have. We can receive it. And, you know, that should be every one of our minds and our goals, that, you know, that we wipe out the things that the doubt, and I know that doubt is easy, and that is an enemy to God, and it'll rise up, and it'll come into people's minds, and it will destroy them if they're not cheerful. But we can wipe that out because the Lord give us power. We just read it there a while ago. He give us power over all the unclean spirits and over all the devils, and we can cast them down and cast them out if we just trust him and believe him by faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead there, brother. Just obey the Lord there, Brother Baker.
I was just thinking how great God is, you know, and every time I've gone through a test, he's been there and he's reached his hand down from heaven and he's picked me up and raised me up and then put me on the solid ground. And it just amazes me that, you know, there are people out there that don't believe in God. And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, it says in Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. And what this passage means is that there is no excuse for man not to believe in God, for we are plainly told that the heavens declare the glory of God.
Yes.
Psalm 8:3-4 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? And the whole argument in verse 3-8 is the amazing love of Christ in coming forth from the highest glory to redeem a being so insignificant as man. And then verse 4 goes on to talk about how God became man and went to Calvary in order to redeem fallen humanity. And the price that was paid for the redemption proclaims to us the worth of man, which in fact is God's highest creation. And it was love that kept him on the cross of Calvary, because we all know that he could have called 10,000 angels to take him off that cross of Calvary, but love kept him there.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's right. Praise
Amen.
God. Brother Bobby, go ahead.
Yeah, it's there right here in Luke. I tell you, this is some preacher now. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had an infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid hands on her, and immediately, I mean, it don't take God all day long. It don't take him all day long. Just speak the word only. Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the preachers of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Honey, let me tell you something. He's God 7 days a week.
Yeah.
He don't take the time out to stop healing. His healing power goes on eternally, eternally, eternally. There's no devil in hell. There's no hell full of devils can stop my God from doing his work. I tell you, we are his handiwork. My God, we're made in his image. After him, we were made with passion. My God, he loves us. You think for the God, with James said it, all good and perfect gift come down from a Father of life to whom there's no apparent shadow of turning. My God, he said it right there. God is ready. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you got a problem, don't call a doctor. Smith, call Dr. Jesus. If you need a healing, don't call Dr. Jones, call Dr. Jesus. If you need salvation, call Dr. Jesus. Whatever you need, God has. God has whatever you need. Praise God. Glorify him and praise him, brother and sister, and receive your health. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You know, I can just imagine, you know, Brother Baker, I can just imagine, I don't know how that you felt and when you was going through all of that problems and whenever you was having to have your legs wrapped with all of that heavy weight, but I know that that you had your faith in God or God wouldn't have brought you through, but I can just imagine, the pressure that Satan bound to come to you different times on that, and you overrode him. You know, that right there is just, that's faith. That's what God is doing. And, I just can't imagine. And thinking about, you said that each one of your legs had gained so much weight with the fluids and stuff. What was it, 100 and what pounds?
I believe each one of my legs weighed in 125 pounds each.
125 pounds each one of your legs. Just
I was like inches away from, you know, or seconds or even days away from getting what they call elephantitis. And that's what, if you're familiar with elephantitis, that's what my legs looked like. But it was, when man tells you something's irreversible, God steps in and says, no, it isn't. You know, see, Satan will seek out all your past faults and try to discourage you. When that happens, don't allow Satan to steal your joy.
Amen.
You know, don't let him make you look back. Keep focused on the cross of Calvary and where Jesus paid the ransom for our sins. Because when Satan brings up your past, God says, I don't remember that. And what I kept reminding myself is that, you know, I can overcome this.
Yes.
All I have to do is keep praying. See, I gave my heart to Christ at a tent revival meeting back in 1990. And I gave everything to God. And I trusted in God from that day forward that no matter what I go through in life, he's going to get me through it. And, you know, even though I've you know, given up on God a few times in my life, he's always brought me back to the cross at Calvary and reminded me what he did for me on the cross. And that's what got me through everything that I have ever been through in my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, you've not said nothing about your radio station there. Tell us about your radio station there, because we're about to run out of time here in a few minutes.
Okay, well, God has blessed me with the music ministry, with singing and, you know, writing music, but also now that he's given me the opportunity to have an internet radio station that's hosted by Live365.com. The name of my radio station is called The Gospel Hour, and you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're playing the best in country gospel, southern gospel, and bluegrass gospel music. Right now we're in our Christmas programming because Jesus is the reason for the season, and we've got Christmas music playing right now. You can check out our website at www.gospelhourradio.com. And while you're over there, swing by and listen to the radio station and sign our guest book. It's www.gospelhourradio.com, and we're playing great gospel music all day long.
Amen. Are you just,
I got a prayer request.
Okay.
God is God of all flesh, right?
Yes, he is.
I mean, there's no flesh that God has not made. All right. A lot of people may frown at this, but I don't. When something is sick, I believe my God can heal it.
Okay.
I got a little dog that's not feeling good.
Okay.
He needs prayer. His name is Tiny, and he needs prayer.
Okay.
I went to the vet. I had to give him heart pills, and he's just not doing good. I believe that God, when he said, I'm God of all flesh, that means all flesh.
Yes,
he needs prayer.
Yes, he did. Well, I tell you about somebody dropped a dog on us, Brother Bobby, and his little chihuahua, and he had a big old tumor on its stomach, big old knot. And we began to pray for it, and it's at our daughter's house now. But that big old knot that was there, it went down a long ways. And that little dog would close its eyes, like whenever we started praying for it, just like it knew exactly what we was doing. And,
well,
you know,
he could have. I don't know that. I said he could have.
Yeah.
But my God.
Up in Illinois, I've had them bring dogs, chickens, and everything to me to pray for up there. And I prayed for them. I didn't turn them away. I said, if you got the faith to stand and hold them, I got the faith to pray with them. And we'll just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these other requests that we got here. I think we've got about 3 minutes. I'll let my wife read these other requests over again, and we'll just go to the Lord and pray for them again and pray for them too.
Let's remember Brother and Sister Harder in Miracle Valley, the Millers, Sister Weaver that lost her husband and son, my nephew that's in Iraq, Tammy White, and Robert North needs salvation. Lizzie needs deliverance. Let's pray for all the unsaved. Lloyd and Lois need salvation and healing. Let's remember Pete's family. And let's remember the Cowboy Church, New Harvest Church, and the Word of Faith.
Okay, let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. With all these requests. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you right now, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done, and Father, for what you're going to do. Father, you see every request that's given here tonight, Father. It may seem foolish, but God, you said that you told us all found the wise. And Lord, we're just praying right now by faith, God, that you're going to move on each one of these requests. You're going to answer them, Father. We give you the praise and the glory and honor for all in Jesus' name. And we thank
you, the God of the impossible, because there's nothing impossible with you.
Lord, we ask you, God,
Father, all the lost souls out there, Father, bring them in, Father. Oh, the backsliders, the sinners, God, bring
them in.
For our men and women,
Lord,
I pray for
Jerusalem
and all Israel. I pray for the peace of America.
Pray them up, Father.
And Lord, Lord, to him beside Jesus Christ, Father, open their eyes, God. Open their eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. And again, Father, remember little Tiny.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. We've got one more minute left, and I tell you, I thank God for each one of you, brother, coming on and being with us here tonight and just speaking what God has given us to speak. And I believe somebody has touched out there somewhere or another around the region, around the world. And brother, if you'd like to take this broadcast tonight and put it on your radio station, we'd appreciate it. If you don't, if God don't move that way for you, that's all right.
I've already planned on adding it to it, so praise God.
You're already what? I didn't understand.
We're already going to start putting it on there.
Okay. All right.
I see the thing that says add this player to your website, and we will be adding it to our website. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. So any of our programs that you want to come back and get off, well, you're welcome to do it there.
Amen.
So I'll say good night to both of you. God bless you. We love you. And we'll have to do this again.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, we love y'all.
We love you guys, too. God bless, everybody.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.